supposed to do. You know who does, though? The tire experts in the service department at your Ford dealership.
Get a $70 mail-in rebate on four select tires, plus another $70 when you use the Ford Service Credit Card. $140. Subject to credit approval, rebates by check. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined or Ford Service Credit Card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 12/31/13.
For your next direct flight to Orlando, take the hassle-free, low-fare, charter line, free parking way to fly. Allegiant Airline at Mid-America Airport. Book your flight at flymidamerica.com. Sponsored by the Tourism Bureau, Illinois South.
At Exxon and Mobil, their gasoline connects with your engine to help you get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com.
Hi, this is Steve Light.
And this is Greg Gonzalez with the Retirement Income Consulting Group.
Join us every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. for Retire Worry Free with Steve and Greg, where we discuss your retirement income and investment concerns.
That's every Sunday at 2 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. It was Friday. That means Frank has once again begun his three-day weekend on assignment. And I am Paul Harris, honored to host here one day a week, which makes me your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort at no extra charge to you, the radio consumer. Ian, the peon, is here with me. How are you today, Ian?
Very good. Thank you, Paul.
And, many of you have been listening to the show for a long time know Dan Strauss, extremely talented and unbelievably industrious producer of this show. Probably, back me up on this, I think the hardest working person in the building, if not the industry.
Easily.
And you've heard many, many times Dan doing imitations. He does Tom Brokaw brilliantly, Sylvester Stallone, etc. Today, before the show, Dan said to me, I'm doing the entire show today in Tim Weiland's voice.
Wow.
I'm very impressed by that.
I had never heard that impression.
Dan, how are you today? He's even got
to the laughs down.
Straight face. Wow. I'm doing fine.
That's great. You going to do it for the whole show?
You bet.
Okay.
Wow. Dedication.
It's kind of a theme show today.
Yes.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Later on, Dan will be doing Bill Cleveland. Not his voice.
Just doing him?
Just doing Oh, I'm sorry the show had to turn that quickly. What was that, 95 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay. And Joe Hipperson will be here to talk about movies. He's going to talk about this new Thor movie, which you could not get me to see. If you threatened to put ballpoint pens through my eyes, I think I would go, all right, I'll be blind.
Yeah.
I've got a movie I'll talk about later on. Mike Evans will be here. We'll have the Harris Challenge. We'll have the Knuckleheads in the news and all of that. To start today, I thought we would start with something just simply happy. I found this online this week. I think it's actually been on YouTube for a while, but I just found it this week. And my attitude is always, well, if I just found it, you probably haven't found it. I don't know why I think that. Not like you don't have access to the same internet I do. Maybe this has been on your friend's Facebook page or somewhere. I don't know.
Maybe you're just better at the internet.
No. It's just... I do spend far too much time browsing around for stuff to talk about on a radio show.
Yes.
So that's how things kind of fall onto my browser. This is, in 1967, a group called the Turtles had pretty much their only hit. Dan, what was it called?
happy together.
Exactly right. Why, he's going to throw me off with the voice all day long.
I know.
Happy together.
He's got the facial expressions down, too.
Well, we don't have McGraw TV here, so you can't see
right.
it today.
Yeah.
You know the song. You've heard the song a million times. I don't care if you're 6 years old. You could have been born 30 years after the song was recorded. You know the song.
It's hard to avoid.
Imagine me or you, or you or me.
Right. Well, somebody went back and found the master tapes and took the instruments out, you know, the instrumental track out, and all you get to hear are the Turtles singing. And I heard it once, and I loved it, and I dubbed it off and brought it in. Roll it. There's a little guitar at the beginning, just to remind you. Oh, yeah, this song. Okay. And then they go.
Imagine me and you. I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, and ease my mind, imagine how the world could be, so very fine, so happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the sky. Me and you, you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the sky. Me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together, so happy together. Together, so happy together, so happy together.
I love that.
How many people out there are doing like I did? You know, when you're listening to the music, you're wanting to know the individual voice and that, and then when you're hearing the voice, I'm sitting there going,
you're adding in the instruments yourself?
Right.
Yeah. Well, what's amazing to me is that this was 1967. They were just getting around to 2 and maybe 4-track recording. You know, I think that was the year that the Beatles did Sgt. Pepper, which I think was done on 8 tracks in the studio. So the fact that the original still exists and they can go back and take out the instrumental tracks and just hear those harmonies, and those are beautiful harmonies.
And how many are in the Turtles?
I think it's 5 guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, hearing him hold it, because you don't get to hear him hold the note to like that when all the instruments are going on.
So can you put that on the Facebook page, on the show's Facebook page?
Yes.
Not now, but later on?
Yep.
Okay, good. So if you want to hear that and see it, we'll find the YouTube embedding code, and Ian will put it up on the AM and the PM
Where'd you find this?
Facebook page. On YouTube somewhere.
That was awesome.
Just looking around. I liked it a lot. Okay, now, the other thing I want to talk about today is this mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford. This has been my favorite story of the week. And I will tell you, I get a little bit frustrated with the news when it comes out on Monday with big breaking stories. And this week we had both the Miami Dolphins story, which we'll get to later, and the Rob Ford, mayor of Toronto, fat Chris Farley-like, cokehead, crack-drinking, alcoholic guy. And when those things come out on Monday, I my wife will tell you, I scream at the TV, not on Monday! Because I do shows on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But this one lasted all week long.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, both of them lasted all week long. And I want to talk about this one for just a second here, because the new video of him that came out yesterday, in case you don't know what we're talking about here, this guy, I mean, to call him a Chris Farley lookalike, I think is to actually do a disservice to Chris Farley, because this guy, I think, may have weighed more than Chris Farley.
Yes, he's a big guy.
He's a very, very, very big guy. And have you seen the picture of his brother?
No.
It's like he's his twin.
Oh, really? I know.
Yeah. These guys together, there's no elevator in our building. These two guys could get in together. Right. They would be over the gross tonnage. I don't think they could fit in there together. And I saw Vin in an interview today with the mother and the sister of this guy. And the sister is also huge.
Wow.
And also an alcoholic. She says, oh, I'm an ex-addict. Well, we know that there's no such thing as an ex-addict, so I guess you can still call me an alcoholic and an addict. And that's how I know that Rob isn't one.
No,
you don't know that about your brother. And the mom, of course, is in total denial. Oh, Robbie's doing a fine job. So, the new video that came out yesterday afternoon is of him not admitting that he's done crack cocaine or him smoking crack cocaine, which he did admit to earlier this week. But it's him staggering around either in somebody's living room or a hotel room. It looks to me like it's a hotel room. The furniture in there looks like hotel furniture and hotel painting on the wall behind him. It's video of him staggering around and making some sort of violent threats to, well, we don't know who. And I was going to play you the audio of that, but if you heard the audio, you wouldn't be able to understand what it was without subtitles. And unfortunately, our subtitle machine is down here on the large morning show in the afternoon. So I'll just tell you, he says, I'm going to kill that blanking guy. I'm telling you, it's first-degree murder. He dies or I die, brother. And when he says brother, I actually think he's talking to his brother, this other fat guy who looks just like him, who's on the city council in Toronto, and who I think has probably been his drunken stupor drinking buddy for many of these occasions. So he goes on and makes large motions with his hands, and he says, when he's down, I'm going to rip his blanking throat out. I'll poke his eyes out. I'll make sure that blanker is dead. So then that video came out yesterday. And here's what Rob Ford said. Well, obviously, I was extremely, extremely inebriated. That's all I have to say.
What else can he say at this point?
That's your defense. I don't think he offers it as a defense. I don't think he offers it as an excuse. I think he just says, well, here's the fact. Yeah, I was really, really drunk that day.
Because he tried the I've never smoked crack before tactic, and that didn't work out.
When the first video was rumored 6 months ago, and it kind of leaked out, no, I've never done anything like that. And then this week, well, I did do it, but I was in a drunken stupor.
It was about a year ago, I think, didn't he say? It was a...
So here are the questions I have for this. If he thinks that smoking crack while in a drunken stupor wasn't a big deal, and he's the mayor of the city, I guarantee you that in Toronto, people have been arrested for smoking crack. What does he say to them? Could they use the drunken stupor defense? Because if I'm a lawyer for any of those people, I'm going to a judge right now and saying, how come my guys went to jail? You know, you sent my client to jail for 2 years for smoking crack, and this fat bastard is the mayor. And he's not even apologetic about it.
You haven't caught me.
Well, that makes me wonder about the second thing, which is how long is the statute of limitations on smoking crack?
Right.
Because if it was a year ago.
And I don't know, can you put somebody in jail just for a video of them smoking crack?
That's evidence, isn't it? And he admits it. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how that works. I wonder if he can be prosecuted for that. I also am curious how often he found himself in a drunken stupor.
I think it's probably very frequently.
I think it must be fairly frequently. I don't know how many Labatt's Blues it takes to get a 400-pound guy really drunk. I will tell you that when I drank, and because I'm a large person myself, I'm not a huge guy like him, but I'm a large person myself, it would take me a couple of six-packs before I'd get buzzed.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, those Labatt's Blues, they come in the court, oh, I'm sorry, in the leader. they sell them by the leader up there, and I enjoyed a few of those myself, and I'm sure that that belly did not come from, oh, I don't know, no. Vodka.
No. Poutine and Labatt's.
Well, I often, I wondered also, is there a Canadian White Castle? And did he have an account there?
Yes.
Where he could just pull
whatever
up?
Whatever the equivalent is.
I'll take two Crave cases. Who do you have in the car? It's just me. When will politicians learn that denying the existence of photos or video of you doing something stupid or illegal is always a bad idea?
Yes. And did not step down right away. I just...
Step down? He's running for re-election.
I know. I mean...
He says next October we will have an election in this city, and the people can decide whether they want me to keep that. His poll numbers went up. 5% more Canadians than Rob Ford's our guy!
It doesn't matter what country it is. Politicians, are, they all have the same bravado.
Now, I will tell you, I was on the radio in Washington, D.C., doing a morning show for a long time before coming to St. Louis. I was there when Marion Barry was the mayor. I was there when Marion Barry was caught by the FBI in a hotel with a woman, I even remember her name, Rashida Jones, a woman who, well, let's not get into her. He did, but I won't.
Hey.
Did she set him up?
She, quote, set him up, yeah, and smoked crack with him in the hotel room while the FBI was videotaping the whole thing. And like Rob Ford, he said, I never smoked crack cocaine. I don't know what you're talking. There's no video of me. Oh, there's video of me? Well, it's not crack. I can tell you. Oh, it's a glass pipe that the crack dealers would give you that you would use if you were smoking crack with? Well, I didn't know what was in that pipe at the time. I mean, we lived through that whole thing. I will tell you, that was one of the greatest years of my career.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, okay. And I guarantee you, every radio person in Toronto, even the serious newscasters on the CBC, wake up in the morning and go, thank you! Every day this week, it's been like you got a bonus in your paycheck. What, Rob Ford again? Thank you!
All right.
Fantastic. So I wonder if Marion Barry's consulting in Toronto. Here's the funny thing about Marion Barry. After he kind of had to leave the mayoralty, he couldn't run City Hall anymore. He was out of office for 1 year, then ran for City Council. He's been serving on the City Council in D.C., still is today. Caught with a crack pipe. And again, I asked the question then, what about all the other people in D.C. who were caught smoking crack who had to do jail time?
Yeah.
You know, Elizabeth Vargas, anchorwoman for ABC News.
Oh, right. I heard she checked herself into rehab.
This week went into rehab for addiction. I'm guessing that when Rob Ford sits down for a one-on-one interview, it's going to be with Elizabeth Vargas. Yeah. Takes one to know one.
Right.
So I ranted about this on my website a couple of days ago, and a guy by the name of Jim Alexander emailed me, and he said, well, didn't Obama admit that he used cocaine? Yeah, he did. In his book, what was that book, Messages from My Father or Lessons from My Father, whatever it was called, he admitted that he smoked pot and did cocaine when he was younger, which I feel the same way about that I do about these hypocrites. Which is, you're in charge of the law that is putting too many people in this country in jail for just using these drugs, and you, drugs you did yourself. And in Obama's case, you know, if he had been convicted and done jail time, he's not in the Oval Office today.
Right.
But we don't have any honesty about this at the political level. You know, the two previous guys also were drug users, remember? W and Clinton had both talked about how they had used drugs. They didn't really come out and say this. Oh, I loved it, you know?
Oh, man.
They never went to a Fish concert or anything like that. It's not that out of control.
No, but when Clinton goes, well, I didn't inhale. I just about died laughing.
Yeah.
Tell me during that age or that era when he was trying, you know, doing it.
Well, both of them.
Right.
All three of them who've done that and all the other, you know, they're not alone. And it just, the hypocrisy of it just drives me crazy. Now, I mentioned last week on the show that Halloween was 35 years since I last smoked marijuana. And I don't even take Vicodin or oxycodone or Percocet or any of that stuff. I can't handle any of that stuff. So even when I had surgery and healed, I couldn't take any of that stuff. So I'm completely away from that world now. But I still, just as a civil libertarian, think the way we handle this question of recreational drugs in this country, particularly marijuana, is just out of control. You know, on Tuesday, we didn't really have any big elections around here, but in some parts of the country, they did have elections. Like in Portland, Maine, they had a referendum on the ballot there. Should marijuana be legal in Portland, Maine? And the people there went 65-35. Yes, it should. The police should stop bugging people for walking down the street with a joint or yes. Busting somebody for having marijuana.
Yeah.
Yes, the war on drugs needs to...
don't call it the war on drugs. Please only refer to it as the failed war on drugs.
Oh, yes, yes, right, yes.
Because that's what it absolutely has been. So I was talking to a friend of mine about this at lunch yesterday. And like me, he is a guy who hasn't smoked dope in a long time. But at a certain time in our lives, I will admit that I know the statute of limitations is up for this, we both consumed more than a couple of bongfuls. And we're both fathers. And so the discussion turned to, well, what did you tell your kid about your collegiate drug use, which is what it was for me when I was in college? And I told him I was completely honest with my daughter about it. When she was going off to college, she's a sophomore now, so before she went off as a freshman to go to college, she asked me. And I'm not going to lie to my kid
about
something like this.
You have to be honest with them. You cannot be... Paul, the same thing happened with my daughter. And my wife at the time was like, you can't tell her. And I said, I'm not going to be a hypocrite.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit there and say, you can't do this when we were her age. You can't. You have to be honest. I that's the way I felt. You have to let them know. Let them know.
Did anybody ever say that to you when you were young?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? My parents were so straight. They didn't understand. I was the thorn in their side. I was. I had a brother that was a police officer and another brother that was... I was the thorn in their side. But mm-hmm. my parents never understood. So it was my brother, the police officer, that always kind of helped me out. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, Mom and Dad, it's not that bad. You know, look at what he's doing. He's playing sports.
So when you said this to your kid, what was the reaction?
Let's see. I guess they were 14 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of, wow, really? And you just talked about it.
It wasn't
know?
Like, Dad, can you get me some?
No, didn't go that way. But you have to try to tell them what we did is just, look, you know, wait. You know, I mean, you're too young now. Your mind's developing, blah, blah, blah. And I was older. They were 14. I think I was 17.
Yeah. My daughter was 18 when she went off to college, and I told her, you know, you're going to be in an environment around there where I'm sure you're going to be walking down the hall in your dorm. And, you know, she already knows what it smells like. There were kids doing it when she was in high school. After all, it's West County. So she knows very well about that. And then, you know, I said, when you're walking down the hall in the dorm, if you see it or smell it, you know, what are you going to do? I asked her. And she said, well, I read the dorm policy book and we're supposed to say something, but I would never say something about that. You know, I would say something if somebody was being hurt in some way or something else, or somebody was stealing something, but I'm not going to go to the RA, Dad, and tell her that, you know. I said, okay.
So, now see, with us, we'd say... find out what room it's in. It'd be like a bloodhound going to try to find it.
To my knowledge, she's now in her second year and hasn't yet experimented with it. But if she does, it's not going to be the end of the world. That's the thing I told her. It's not the end of the world. You know, you get to make choices in this world. It's not going to be addictive if you do. You know, there are health ramifications to it. You are still lighting something on fire and inhaling the smoke, which is not good for your lungs.
You might not be as motivated to do anything.
Exactly. I said, when I smoked in college, I tried not to do it when I had things to do, whether it was a radio show or a class or an essay or a midterm or something like that. Those are not the times when you want to spend all day long stoned. But since we didn't have classes on Friday, Thursday night was party night in my dorm. So I'm curious about what you said to your kids in this situation, because certainly it also bothers me that it wasn't my generation that started changing this. The generation that grew up in the peace, love, and dope era. I would have thought that this would have been taken care of. I don't know. Was Clinton our first baby boom president? I guess. I would have thought that he would have been the one who, in his time, but no, they all go that hypocrisy route.
We were the that's what gets me, Paul. We were the generation we were going to change it. And I waited 30 years, and we didn't change it.
Didn't.
And now it's coming around.
And you know what? I'm sure that there's a political cost to somebody at any level. The mayor, senator, the congressman, the president, they can't come out and do that because they'll be attacked from the other side. Oh, you just want all of our kids on dope. That's what you want. You know, and then they start telling the lies about, well, you know, pot is just a gateway drug.
Yeah.
You know, this slippery slope stuff. The fact that some guy comes home from a hard day's work and sits down and has a couple of cocktails in his house, or a couple of beers, or a six-pack of beer, that's acceptable. But God forbid he goes out onto his deck and lights up a joint and uses that to relax. All of a sudden, next thing, he's John Belushi doing speedballs at Chateau Marmont.
Yeah, not even at his house. Has a couple cocktails at the bar a couple miles from home.
Right, and then drives home.
Yeah.
314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone *KTRS. We'll get to your calls right after this. Wait, Dan, you want to throw it to Tim?
Yeah.
I can't do it. Hey, we've got an accident at the right lane is blocked on eastbound 270 at Lilac. Also on eastbound 270, starting to get a little bit heavy now, approaching Lindbergh through New Florissant. We had some debris on the roadway southbound 270 near 370. That's been cleared, but things should be thinning out now as you go through that area. Other than that, on westbound 40, you're slowing now Hampton through McCausland. Bit heavy between 270 and Mason, and southbound 270, starting to see more volume now, Manchester through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by JCPenney. Hurry in for JCPenney's biggest sale of them all. Check stores or jcp.com for details. The sales this weekend are bigger than ever, so come in and save on your favorite brands. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Kirkwood. It's Webster Groves. It's the annual Turkey Day game, and it's here exclusively on KTRS.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-339-0344. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-339-0344. 1-800-339-0344. That's 1-800-339-0344.
If your home or business has a roofing or exterior issue, it can keep you up at night. You wonder how much it's going to cost to fix it. Can you find a trustworthy company to do the work? Thousands of people and business owners across St. Louis have selected Tesson Roofing and Exteriors to solve their problems. You can be assured the friendly pros at Tesson Roofing and Exteriors will listen to your needs and find a solution that makes you happy. For a limited time, Tesson Roofing is offering 0% financing for 36 months or a 15% discount for cash payment on everything they do. And now, that includes the Rhino Gutter Guard system with their 20-year clog-free guarantee. Tesson Roofing is Better Business Bureau approved. Call Tesson Roofing and Exteriors at 314-932-1042 for a no-obligation estimate. That's 932-1042 or see their website at TessonRoofing.com. Tesson Roofing and Exteriors, you'll feel good inside when we work outside.
Be honest, will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-616-4996. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-616-4996. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-616-4996. That's 1-800-616-4996.
Let's say you're in West County. You walk into a store and all they speak is French.
Parlez-vous français?
Kind of tough to communicate.
Bermanie.
Same thing can happen in a bank. You need someone who speaks your language, who understands what you need. Locally owned, family owned, Merrimack Valley Bank understands. They've been helping area people for 95 years. Stop in at either location on Clarkson just north of Manchester or Marshall Road in 141 and say hello.
Bonjour.
Merrimack Valley Bank. Building lifetime relationships through financial solutions. MerrimackValleyBank.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, moms and dads. The kids are back to school, so now you can concentrate on getting your outdated kitchen ready for the upcoming holidays. Don't you dare or go through another cooking season using that old, unreliable stove. Instead, check out the beautiful GE stoves that Appliance Discounters has to offer at drastically discounted prices. In need of a new dishwasher? Let our staff show you the great features offered on GE dishwashers, and of course, they will be at the lowest price in town. Stop by Webster Grove, St. Charles, Arnold, Baldwin, or shop us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
Sunday afternoons at 3, the Big 550 will be legal. It's Law Talk Live with Chris Dysart, a new show that provides critical information you need to protect your legal rights. Join Chris Dysart, a former federal prosecutor, and co-host Kelly Jackson as they help you take on a greedy, selfish world. Chris answers your legal questions and discusses legal decisions that impact you and interviews cutting-edge guests about topics that can change your life for the better. Join Law Talk Live with Chris Dysart, Sundays at 3 on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Eon the Peon is here with me, and Dan Strauss has decided to do his portion of the show today completely in Tim Weiland's voice, both while he's working here with me and also when we throw it to Tim down in the traffic center. You'll hear Dan as Tim all day long. I think it's one of the most creative challenges any St. Louis broadcaster has taken on. I'm going to go with ever.
Yes, I would agree.
Let's go to the phones. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. Russ, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I caught the tail end of what you were talking about, and I guess it was college kids and smoking and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, I kind of got off on a thing about recreational drugs after talking about this idiot up in Toronto and his crack cocaine use and how, you know, all these people who had gone to jail for what he had done. And then I started thinking about other hypocritical politicians, including Obama and Clinton and W and others. And then we started talking about our own past as recreational drug users and what we told our kids when they were teenagers about our own past and about their futures as well. You wanted to chime in on that?
Yeah, just my son's in his second year.
Mm-hmm.
He's 7 hours away. I won't name the university, but... I told him, my wife and I helped take him up there. He has a car. I told him when we left, the day we left, to enjoy college life. I also told him, been there, done that, don't try and pull the wool over our eyes. And I also told him, whether it's one sip or a 12-pack, take a taxi, no questions asked, Dad will pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it.
Absolutely. And we told my daughter very early on that, you know, if she finds herself anywhere, anytime, under any circumstance, she can always call me. I don't care if it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Call me. I'll come get you. No questions asked. Because the safety part has to come before anything else if you love your kid.
Absolutely. And I've come to find out that my son, and I'm not going to pat myself on the back, but he or him, but... he's on call 24 hours to go get his buddies, whoever he knows that just can't get home on their own, and he'll go get them and pick them up, and I'm very proud of him for that.
Yep, that's great. That's
all
great.
Right, thank you.
Thanks for calling, Russ. Al, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hello, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you played that Turtles song. It's a trend going around right now on YouTube where they're putting up all these songs with the music track taken out, and I heard one on another station which shall remain nameless, and
they have to stop doing that. Those stations are hurting themselves in the ratings when they remain nameless.
Yeah,
well, yeah,
you gotta say the call letters once an hour by law, don't you, Dan?
something like that.
Yeah, I think,
but
you do. You used to.
Along with the Devil by Van Halen.
Uh-huh.
It is hilarious because he sounds like he's having a bout with emphysema. that David Lee Roth screaming, squealing. And it also lets you know how bad that person sings without the music,
yeah,
or how good they sing without the music.
Well, that's the thing about the Turtles' Happy Together, which we played earlier in the show, which
right,
you were talking about. That harmony was unbelievably great.
It sounded great.
But you're right. I remember a couple of months ago, for Punisher Music on the Harris Challenge, we used David Bowie's harmony track from Space Oddity, his big hit. And the song is a great song, but when you isolate it and just take the harmony track, it sounds like an insane person is singing the song. It sounds like the worst karaoke night you've ever heard of.
Yeah, so later, check out "Running with the Devil" by David Lee or Van Halen.
We will definitely
and
look for it.
You will laugh because it's just out. So especially the introduction where he's, well, you know, doing his grunting and groaning and.
Is it on YouTube?
It's really funny. It's
okay. We'll check it out, Al. Thanks for the heads up.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Here's Dan on the Big 550. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Great.
I guess I just start this out by saying, first off, I've got a 16-year-old that has never asked me what I've done, luckily. And so I don't have to really explain it right now. He'll be going to college in a couple years. I expect it. He's doing well academically. So that's not the issue. So then I'll deal with that, you know, in a couple years.
What will you say? You must have thought about it, Dan.
Not everything. You know, I don't want to go into detail as far as, you know, how idiotic I was. And, you know, marijuana is not a gateway drug, but, you know, you can. I wouldn't call it peer pressure. I'd call it stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
There's other things you can do besides smoke. And I'd prefer not to get into detail with him, and I hope he doesn't try to corner me. I don't want to lie to him.
Well, you know what? If he's a future prosecutor, you may be in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, with all that being said, I've still got a couple years to dance around the subject until, you know, he finally asks me about it before he leaves. And
mm-hmm,
I expect he will be going to college. But the hypocrisy between the alcohol and the marijuana is ridiculous. On a simple fact, if you ever, and I know the answer, nobody's ever called in work the next day and said, hey, I've got cotton mouth. I need to take the day off.
Right.
You could, you know, I mean, but alcohol, you got, you know, I don't know, multiple clinics, EAP programs, all kinds of employee assistance, you know, issues at work. There could be a one-strike deal, and you know, they're wishing you the best.
Yep.
But, you know, heaven forbid you flunk a random, and now all of a sudden you're a loser, you're a pothead, you know, everything's out the window on that.
Even though, you know, you never hear a news story in which you heard, yes, two stoned guys got into a fight in front of the Quick Trip last night and broke the window. No, it's always two drunk guys who did that. And, and the other part of that is, in the history of the world, no one has ever died from smoking too much marijuana.
No, not at all.
They fell asleep and they had a nice nap.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Or you might have forgot to clock in or clock out at work, but yeah, that's what I'm just saying. You can function, and you know, I don't want to go into too much detail and burn up your time, but you can be a functional adult or whatever, and you know, be a productive member of society. You know, more so than the other way if you're a drunk and you're an alcoholic.
Do you think Missouri and Illinois will ever match what Colorado and Washington have done in some cities around the country and said, you know what, go ahead?
I think Illinois would do it before Missouri would.
Well, I think so, too.
But, yeah, just on the simple fact, I appreciate you guys bringing up the discussion. I'm glad he's not in the car with me because, like I said, I still got a couple years. But, no, I appreciate it. And just, you know, my opinion that, you know, it's a lesser of two evils, but it's just a greater, you know, a greater chance of getting in trouble with one compared to the other. I don't understand why they just don't tax it and get it over with, but that's a totally separate, you know, conversation.
Yeah. All right, Dan, I'm glad you called. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, in Denver this week, they on Election Day, you know, they've already made it legal, although it hasn't been started. They haven't started the process of selling it legally officially yet. That's going to be next year. But on Denver, the voters there said, oh, it's going to be legal. We're going to tax it so we make money off it. 25% tax on pot there. So, yeah, there's a lot of money that'll come from that. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you definitely do need to think about what you're going to say because the question is definitely going to come up. Drew, you're on the Big 550. Hi.
Hi, I just wanted to make a comment about growing up in the 60s and marijuana and so forth.
Yeah.
My junior year, my father was transferred, and it caused me to go into a different school district. So he leased me a Firebird so I could transport to school because I was out of the district.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, you know, number one mistake. And so when we were smoking marijuana in the car, because my father had leased the car and he needed to check on various things, he found some, you know, marijuana butts in the ashtray.
Mm-hmm.
And he confronted me about it. And I said, well, Dad, how do you know about marijuana? And this is like in 1968. And he said, well, Drusilla Jean, I was in the Pacific during World War II in 1943. That's all we smoked.
Mm-hmm.
He said, stop it. But I was stunned that he even knew about it.
And admitted it to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I thought, whoa, is that how our protective agencies are taking care of us out in the Pacific smoking grass?
Well, I think that I think that's been true everywhere.
Well,
at all times.
I think it was they weren't actually under fire or in conflict. They were just kind of cruising around.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you, I had a similar situation. My dad served in World War II and told me that they smoked some pot and some hashish. And he was kind of open with me about that. But he also said, and this is something I forgot to mention earlier when we were talking about, is while the law is the way it is where we live, it's also important to say to your kid, okay, keep in mind, it's illegal. You can you can still go to jail for this stuff. Even though I don't disapprove of your use of it, there are people who have badges who do. And there are politicians who are hypocrites who do, who've made laws that can change your life for the worse. So just keep that in mind and make good decisions going forward. You know, I said that typical dad kind of thing. Drew, I'm glad you called. I'm all out of time. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, as far as traffic goes, they are still working with this accident. It is on eastbound 70 near 367. They've moved it off to the right shoulder, though, so traffic is running a little slow around Lilac. On northbound 55, you're slow between Park and the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70, a little bit off the pace between St. Louis Avenue and the Edward Jones Dome. On southbound 55 near Highway A, you've got some emergency pothole repair that's got the right lane blocked, so you're getting a bit of a backup between approaching there. And then on southbound 55, you've got a little slowdown right around Gasconade, but then a good run through South County. And this traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Kohl's, get set for the season sales. Start with Night Owls Friday, 3 p.m. to midnight, and Early Bird Saturday till 1 p.m. Plus, get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. See store for details. Kohl's, expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's round ball time again. Today, Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers take on the Lions of Southeastern Louisiana at Mizzou Arena. And you can catch all the action right here on the Big 550. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 7.
Missouri wins it 104-67.
It's a cat fight as the Tigers take on the Lions. Today on the Big 550.
Bang!
KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Tell us, what happened out there?
I just had to keep driving forward. I knew the game plan, and I was rewarded because of it.
What was the key play?
Using my BP driver rewards card when I filled up to save on gas on the way to the game.
Do you use regular cards?
BP driver rewards. Become a member today and receive an instant 10-cent per gallon reward that you can use on your first fill-up. Sign up now at bpdriverrewards.com. Single use only. Rewards good for up to 20 gallons. Terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com for details and participating locations.
This week on Real Estate Radio.
Check out the latest and greatest homes that have just hit the market right here on our show.
Real Estate Radio, Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Big 550. KTRS.
The Big 550.
KTRS. St. Louis.